Hello!
I'm Olive.
And I'm Blue.
And, okay, so basically yesterday was the start of Pride Month, so we just had a little message to tell all of you guys that you're all important and awesome, and you're all wanted and should be proud of yourself.
And proud you should be, because... What?
Like Yoda, proud you should be.
Wait, does he say that?
He says, like, dumb things like that.
I'm not dumb. And you laugh because you know I'm right. Wrong. Whoops. Exactly. Wrong one. Okay.
Idiot.
Okay. But mac and cheese. No, I'm joking. Oh. I'm joking. I won't go back to that, I swear. Maybe. Okay. I'm going to talk about ketchup again. Okay, so. Pride Month. Yes, it's an important month about people and how they should come together and be equal together. That said together two times.
Idiot.
Together. Be together, because together is together, and it's good in a togetherly way.
We should stand strong together, because we should all be proud as...
Together.
Both together and as individuals, because we are important.
That's actually really important to know, yeah.
Yeah.
As like, individuals, stand like, strong without yeah. others.
We're all there for each other, but you should also be able to stand alone and be proud of yourself.
And help others be confident, because exactly. that's nice.
We all deserve to be confident in ourselves and yeah. in other people.
Like, why leave someone out, especially Jake the Rat Kid?
Hey, he's gonna be, like, listening to this.
It doesn't matter.
You can't...
He doesn't care.
You can't call someone out like this.
Why?
It's rude.
It's... Why?
It's like if I called you a pig for snorting. When you laugh, you snort.
I...
She does.
I know, but...
Yes?
I can't even say anything about it, because I know.
You know it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does it feel being called out like that? You, like, can't defend yourself. Because you know it's true.
I... No.
Excuse me?
Disagreement.
Excuse?
Disagree.
You do not...
I disagree.
That's not true.
I disagree.
Okay. How? Why? What's your evidence against my claim?
Evidence. Well.
So dumb.
Because we should be proud of ourselves that we are pigs.
Whoa.
Look how good that was.
Yeah.
Like I used context clues.
Yeah. I'm ugly
is
like
context
a pig.
Is that how you say it? Context clues?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be called that in a pod. Yeah. Okay.
Podcast. Text. Pod text. Clues.
Podcast clues.
Idiot.
Blue's clues.
Ha! Yeah, Blue's clues, because you're blue.
No dir.
Okay.
See who's the pig now. Ew! That was like a choking pig, like on paper.
Excuse me?
Who would choke on paper, though?
Idiot.
That actually, children, I've done that. I've choked on
So you've ate paper? You put paper
yes,
in your mouth?
Yes, I actually legit ate paper as a four-year-old, because that's what four-year-olds do.
You know, Charlotte used to eat sticky notes.
Don't say that on the podcast.
I don't care.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Oh, my God.
Apologize.
It's too late. That's going to burn their ears.
I know. Oh my like, terrible singing.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late. Or is it?
Wait, okay. So, mistakes should be forgiven but not forgotten. So, it's not
what
too late.
What was that about?
Because it's not too late to apologize. But that doesn't mean that what you did is going to be forgotten. It's going to be forgiven.
It could be forgotten.
Never forgotteth. Unless you have, like, a time machine.
Shakespeare, where are you at?
Oh, we were reading the
Let's meet him at Blakeney.
Yes, queen. Let's get some Starbucks.
Okay.
But yeah, and our, like, slides. We can, like, go down to Blakeney with our Starbucks and meet Shakespeare.
That's the best story.
I know.
I'm gonna... Oh, my God.
Yes. Seriously.
Meet freaking Jake and the Rat and
Stop.
Shakespeare.
Yes. Jake and his slides. And his, like... Gucci.
Toes.
And his iPad that he uses to take selfies with.
But his dad's gonna give him, like, a time, like, come back at 5. Come back at 2. Come back at, like, 1 minute after you hung out.
Oh my god, same.
Because don't be bad and go do slides.
Ew.
Slides are bad.
But, like, we were reading Macbeth from Shakespeare, and I loved how one of his insults was, you egg. He, like, called someone an egg.
I mean, who wouldn't?
I know. It's like, but, like, an egg.
Danny goes up to, like, Shakespeare, and he's like, you egg.
You egg.
No, Shakespeare would go up to Danny.
Oh, wait. I saw this weird thing, how Shakespeare had, like, a secret, like, like, he was, like, admiring someone or, like, loved someone with the initials, like, WH. And this is dumb, but Sherlock Holmes, his real name is William Holmes.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Ew. But, yeah. So, like, Shakespeare was gay for Sherlock Holmes. It's confirmed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's true.
Don't bring Riverdale into this.
Are you... This is Sherlock.
I know.
You dummy.
No, I mean, like, you okay. Fandoms.
Like, Riverdale is a good show, actually.
I want to talk about ketchup.
Weirdo.
Riverdale what? Relates to ketchup because...
It just doesn't.
It does.
Does not at all.
I can prove.
Nope. No, prove it.
Because, you know, Riverdale goes to that diner and it has ketchup in the diner.
Pop's Chocolate Shop?
Yeah, that thing.
You idiot. I'm offended.
You should
We should
be.
Watch Riverdale. I recommend watching
podcast.
Riverdale. I mean, after this, though.
Well,
I recommend... I recommend... I recommend watching Riverdale. It's actually pretty cool. Go
recommend.
Away. It's kind of like if you've watched, like, Pretty Little Liars or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I remember.
A teen drama, like, murder mystery. It's, like, awesome. I'm, like, really into those right now.
Juggy.
Jughead is my bae. You cannot have him.
My, like, bae.
I have, like, a Jughead, like, hairbrush, Jughead hat, Jughead
shirt. You bought the hairbrush with me.
I know. I, like, forced Danny to get it for me. No, I
Wait,
I
bought Danny it. Bought it?
No, I bought it, but, then like, he didn't want me to.
Oh,
he like, denied me because he's my dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's your dad now?
He's been my dad.
I thought Jake was your dad.
Wait, when did this happen?
I thought it did.
That never happened.
He ate ketchup and now he's your dad.
That should be, like, a ceremony. How, like,
you what?
Eat. No, like, you eat, like, a certain amount of ketchup and then, like, you become my dad.
No, I want to be your dad. Become someone's dad.
Become the sultan from...
Become the priest of ketchup.
From, what's it called? Like, the Disney movie with the, with, like, the Indian girl. Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine. Okay, you can become the, like, the,
For some reason, I thought of, like... I thought of that movie, Ohana means
what's oh, Stitch.
Stitch.
Yeah.
Oh no, I thought she was
I
Indian
love
for a minute. What the hell?
She's Hawaiian.
I know she is. Like, I forgot. I thought she
Dumb.
Was. Thought she was Jasmine.
Jasmine the Stitch Man. Her name is Lilo. Lilo.
No,
Min.
Wait.
Yeah, her name is Lilo. Like,
no.
Lilo and Stitch.
No, Lilo is the kid.
I know that.
Who's the sister?
Oh, the sister's name is, I don't even know.
It's like, it's actually a really nice name. I like it.
Hawaiian names are always nice.
I agree. They're very majestic. Not majestic. That's not the word. It's like
Idiot.
Heavenly. No.
Heavenly.
No. It's like very...
very scrumptious.
Hawaiian.
Well, no dir. Of course Hawaiian names are Hawaiian.
No, what if it's like bacon? That's not Hawaii. Oh, wait.
Yeah, Hawaii. Bacon is from Hawaii. I think.
What?
Yeah, it is.
No.
Like bacon...
There's pigs only in Hawaii now. Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Hawaii now.
I don't There's something about, like, Hawaiian bacon or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's Hawaiian bacon, but it's just brand of bacon.
Pineapple and bacon on pizza, that's what I'm thinking of.
That's not Hawaiian.
Exactly. It's not even from
It's from Canada.
Exactly.
You said it.
No, I'm proving a point that our society
Remember when
is manipulating us. Yeah,
like
she
poutine.
Was like, oh, I like eating Putin for dinner. But she meant like poutine or something.
Yeah, it's poutine.
I like it's eating
It's because I'm
Putin.
A Canadian.
God, you disgust. I'm kidding, no.
Whoa, discrimination.
You're a nation of discrim.
Discrim. Don't, wait. Get that discrim out my nation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes,
honey.
Leave this nation, you discrimmy.
That should be a race.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that would be
No, that would be discrimination.
Oh my god.
Wait, what if there's like a nation of just like us because we're discriminating.
Jake.
We can, like, talk about Jake all day and it's,
his,
like,
mom's weird.
How do you know his mom?
I don't know his mom. I lied.
How are you, like, talking smack about people that you don't even know? You jerk.
You dingus.
You imbecile.
Oh, yeah, I say that a lot.
Yeah, she calls people, like, imbeciles, and it, like, makes me sad.
Why?
I feel worthless. Make me feel so bad about myself, Ari.
Imbecile.
How dare.
You're such an imbecile.
That sounds like something Peridot from Steven Universe would say.
Everybody compares me to Peridot. I used to watch
that show, like, all the time, like, literally, like, 2 years ago.
I was, like, obsessed with it. Like, I was being compared to Peri because, like... Because
you're short. She's really short. That, she's, like, 4'11".
Because, like, I say some of the things she says.
Yeah, like, you're like, you Claude.
Yeah, like, I say Claude sometimes.
You Claude.
You Claude. Don't.
And she has a crush on Lapis.
I mean, Lapis is... No, I'm joking. Don't mean to get gay.
You can't help yourself.
It's pride.
It's pride week.
You're unprideful.
Thanks.
No problem.
But, like...
Regret.
Regrets.
Ew, I hate that commercial.
Oh, my... Wait. Like, the one with, like, the Kit Kats where it's, like, no regrets.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's disgusting. Stupid. Like, regrets sounds like a gross word, though.
Regrets.
Regurgitate.
It's like when you regurgitate.
Yeah, regurgitation. Like, no regurgitation allowed in this Christian server.
That's true. I agree. Whoa. Get that out. Get those...
Get that...
I almost said commies. Now I feel bad.
Get that food out your mouth.
Sound like a bird.
Oh yeah, because like mom birds feed. Like regurgitate food for their babies.
They feed on their mother.
Me too.
Feast children.
I miss my mom.
I whoa,
like I haven't seen her in a while.
Like how long?
Like a few weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumb.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
It's cool.
Discriminator.
I appreciate you.
Like, yeah, someone that discriminates is a discriminator.
Ninja Brian's right? Fat.
Don't you dare.
Ninja Brian's fat. Stop. Audrey's a queen.
Stop stating facts.
You know who Audrey is.
I'm not going to get into your Christian server. It's not allowed.
You're not.
The Legend of Christian.
Okay, we need to talk. Oh my god. Yes, perfect.
Stop.
It was time. It's time.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. The Legend of Crucifer.
Me too.
Lucifer.
Crucifer.
Lucifer.
The Legend of
The your Legend mom. Of
Ew. You're the legend of your mom.
The Triforce is like pieces of like cake from her fridge.
Ew.
Okay, but like yeah, Christian. So as we know,
I don't even know.
I watched a duck.
I watched like a tiny bit of like PewDiePie's video on it.
Really?
He had video titled like The Legend of Christian.
No, I mean I watched the actual documentary that's like 2 hours.
Like I didn't watch all of it. Like I watched like a little bit.
It was actually pretty interesting.
Okay.
It's kind of sad because like his dad made this thing in the backyard for him, and it was. It said the backyard of dreams or something like that.
And then it got like crushed.
Yeah,
dreams are dead.
No, it's not that. It's like it sounds like a Disney movie kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
My backyard of dreams. Oh, that sounds like a Nickelodeon show. No,
it sounds gross. The backyard of dreams.
The ew.
It's
like a bunch
of
perverts are there. They're like, we're in your backyard.
It's disgusting.
Have a dream here with us.
Go away, Ari. You're not allowed to be here.
Why?
I forgot that this was your room and your house.
Yeah.
And your software.
No, it turns out we're in New York.
In your mom.
We're in Alaska now.
My cousins used to... My aunt used to live in Alaska.
No.
Yeah.
Alaska's ugly.
Thanks.
No problem.
You racist.
You racist. You know...
Wait, you know what that claw reminds me of?
What, this?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, you can't see it, but I have, like, this claw-ish thing.
Yeah, and she puts it on, like, her finger. Well, you got
that's
no
kind of
I know. But, like, there's this, there's this whole, like, season of American Horror Story where, like, there's, like, hotel.
Yeah, I watched it.
Well, like, I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
They might have not watched it.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
No, it's idiot. Like,
it's hard
I'm talking
to
the
podcast.
Yeah. But basically, they're in a hotel where, like, there's, like, this, like, group of people that, like, murder people. Mm-hmm. And it's starring Lady Gaga, which is awesome. And she has, like, this claw thing that she uses to, like, kill her victims and stuff. So, that's what it reminds me of. I don't know why I brought that up.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, that would be, like, a cool way, like...
If I was a murderer, I would do that.
I'm scared. Ew. That's my get me out of this house.
Too bad.
I bought you that earring.
You did? Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
I have, like, these Beetlejuice earrings, and they're really nice. I love them.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm, like, that friend that just, like, buys everyone stuff.
Well, it's nice.
Oh, you've said that already.
I have?
Yeah, it's, like, two other times. You've called it nice.
Stop. Wow.
Whatever.
Dude, we have, like, 262 hours of recording, like,
remaining. On this audible. Whoa.
The hell? We can, like, film for 262 hours.
Oh, my God, dude. Why? We've only been recording for, like, literally 16 minutes.
Where? Where do you see that?
It says right there. You guys can't see it, whatever. But
where? Yeah.
The audio position.
Oh, my God, really?
I know.
You have to do an hour. How do people do that? You know what? I'm going to bring up a topic. So, this is actually really hard. I looked up at the ceiling, and I was like, ceiling white.
No, me too.
Oh my God. Okay, but like,
Are you like looking for like how to like describe it?
No.
What do you
describe? What?
Just the say ceiling? Something. You dumb.
The ceiling.
No, like what you're trying to say.
Oh no, I'm just like thinking of something. Like,
say something.
How about what do you think of grandma's cooking?
Okay, so cooking. Basically, my grandma.
No, what's a good book?
Oh, okay.
I like how you're actually going to say something about your grandma, and then I cut you off with a book.
Shade to grandma.
Shade. Oh, jeez. Oof.
Don't. You're welcome. But, books? Oh,
yeah, books.
Books. How about you answer that question, Ari?
I don't even know. Okay. My favorite book. No, I don't even have a favorite. You know, a good book. I do have a favorite book. I just remembered. Okay. It's a children's book. It's called Winnie the Pooh.
Ew.
I love that.
Like, Igor? Is his name Igor? The donkey?
I'm saying Ihor. Oh, my God.
Me too.
Eeyore.
He's so relatable, though. He's, like, sad all the time.
God, emo much. No, I'm joking.
Seriously, though.
I mean, Eeyore was my favorite because I was, like, I love the bow on him. Like, it shows a bit of beauty inside of him. And I was like, oh. Even though, wasn't he, like, forced to wear that bow? I can't tell.
I think, like, because, like, his tail fell off and someone, like, pinned it back on.
That's pinned the tail on the donkey.
Such a tragic backstory, if you think about it, you know?
What was his backstory?
I don't know, like...
Okay, whatever.
Having, like, his tail cut off and, like, pinned back onto his body.
Oh, jeez. What if he got it caught in, like, a tree?
Aww.
Oh, poor Eeyore.
Poor baby. Got his tail ripped off.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sad now.
I don't even like to think
about
that.
It's, like, scarred for life. Oh, let's stop talking about it. I'm sad now. No, why'd you bring up Winnie the Pooh?
No, because it's a good book, and I didn't mean to bring up Eeyore cutting off his tail. Exactly. This is your fault.
I'm sad.
You know, I mean, one of my favorites is Tigger, because he's, I love him.
Ooh, Tigger's like, he's literally, humor. He's ADHD like you.
I don't have ADHD, though. I'm just messed up. I guess. Oh, yeah.
He's like really hyper though.
I'm a bit bonkers. Oh, yeah, I'm basically.
We're all a little mad here in Wonderland.
Stop. We're talking about Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, whatever.
Alice in Wonderland's one of my favorite books.
Yes, like, it.
Mostly the quotes.
Okay, one of the, like, cat's lines or something. Like
Cheshire?
The Cheshire cat. He said, like, if, like, you don't know what you're trying to accomplish and then, like, you don't go anywhere. It's like, if you don't have a path in life, then just kill yourself.
Oh, yeah, I remember. What? Oh, my God.
I know. Okay, you know, if you don't have a purpose, then you have no purpose on this earth. Literally.
That's the blue suicided. Like, it was like, no, I have no purpose.
Like, we have this mic, and it's named Blue, and it, like, literally just, like, fell. And, like,
it died.
Itself. Goodbye.
It had no purpose.
It has a purpose to record, though.
Yeah, but, like... Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, you dumb.
What if it wants to have children?
The microphone?
Yes.
Ari, that's not... It's not.
Let's talk about feet.
You're just...
You can't say anything.
Yeah, I don't want to offend you. But, like,
I bet Jack's feet is ugly.
Yeah, like, sometimes, like, Ari asks me to, like, touch your, like, feet and stuff. It's really weird.
What?
Yes.
What?
You ask me to, like, tickle your feet sometimes.
You said sometimes. No.
Yes, you do.
I did that this once.
Multiple times you've asked me to tickle your feet. You weirdo.
It's not. Oh, my God. It's not like that. I mean, like, it's just, like, it. I don't know. It's relaxing.
Excuse me?
I was reading about murderers, and I was, like, tickle my feet.
Ew. Like, I remember at the beginning of the year or something, like, my feet would, like, fall asleep, and then I would, like...
I thought you said, I made your feet fall asleep. I was like, how?
Like, my feet would fall asleep, and then, like, I would, like, cry. Because, like, you know how, like, you, like, try to, like, walk or something, and then, like, your feet fall...
Oh, it stings.
I hate it. I hate it. It's makes annoying. Me, like, cry. But, like, remember when, like...
Yeah?
Like,
what?
When, like, my feet would, like, like go to sleep in drama class.
Oh, yeah. And then you would, like, show me your feet. But, like, you know, I don't know why. And this conversation made me think of, like, Jack Stauber. Because, you know, when I thought of, like, the stinging in feet. I know this sounds weird.
Weirdo.
But, like, he has that imagery in his, like, videos of, like fuzz and stuff like that. And it's kind of, like, interesting. I don't know.
Kind of shows how, like, there's a bigger, not, like, a bigger picture, but there's, like, a deeper meaning behind things. Like, it's just, like, literally, like, a picture
it's
on a screen,
like,
you know?
Yeah, kind of, like, that one.
Like, I mean, like, a picture on a screen, and, like, the fuzz and stuff can show how there can be, like, errors in life and stuff, and how things don't always go as planned.
Do you actually take, like, a big thing from it? Like, I took from it was, like, fuzz!
Like, I have this really weird thing of, like, I always, like, deeply, like, annotate stuff. I don't know if it's, like, a good thing or not. Like, how, like, I, like, deeply, like, analyze all situations and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm interested in it, like, when I have...
I just can't help it.
I know what you mean, yeah.
It's, like, even if, like, someone, like, gives me, like, a weird look, I can think, like, oh, maybe they don't like me, maybe, like, you know, it can be, like, a self-conscious thing, you know?
Why, like, do you think you're, like, Jesus or something? Do you take, like, a deep thing, and you're, like, hey, they went to the bathroom, and then they became Jesus?
Wait, what?
No, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know what you mean.
I give up.
You give up on life. Goodbye.
Bye. So does the blue. Oh, that's me.
Aww. You committed suicide.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for that turn. Okay. It was your fault.
Good job.
I pointed at the mic. You can see it, but that was your fault.
Good job.
Not your fault, viewer. I love you.
We love you guys.
I love you. I mean
like, what if, like, Jake is watching? We love you.
No, I don't love you, Jake. You're the only person we don't love.
Yeah, you're not ugly.
Did you just burp?
I was gonna say ugly, but then I, like, stopped myself.
You, like, stuttered and burped. I don't like that. No.
Okay. Okay, then. But, like, yeah, I don't know what we were... Yeah, you brought up Jack Stauber, which, like, if you didn't know, do you want to, like, describe him as, like, an artist, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah. You want me to describe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, you know more about him than I do.
Yeah. Okay, so I've listened to Jack Stauber for, like, a long period of time, and it mostly started with me looking upon his shorter... films. I wouldn't call them films because they're not that long, but I mean just short, you know, periods of music and
animations.
Yeah, animations. Because I'm stupid. Okay, that's fine. But yeah, I was very liking to that because it was just interesting, more of the imagery. And yes, I took, like, a deep meaning to it.
Yeah,
but not that deep. I mean,
it's easy
I was
to
just
deal,
like,
with his films.
Yeah, it was more. I wouldn't consider it theories. It was just me, just kind of analyzing. Also,
yeah, like finding the deeper meaning.
Yeah, just finding moments. What's going on. And
exactly.
Yeah.
What
and
are you trying to say?
Yeah. So, I'm very connected with music. It helps me think.
Yeah, same.
And yeah, because it's music and it's really nice. I mean, it's not for everyone, but especially Jack Stauber's music.
Can I just say,
yeah,
along with Jack Stauber, I feel like the music that we're attracted to, like, emo music, like, maybe, like, MCR, like, T.O.P., or, like, Panic and stuff, kind of has, like, that deeper meaning that we were kind of looking for, because I know that we both really like to, like, analyze situations and find the deeper meaning, and, like, kind of, like, look for answers, I guess.
It's fun to do. I agree. It's not just fun, it's like a brain worker for me, which I don't really do. I don't really work my brain. I usually say whatever comes out of my mouth, so I'll be like, feet, you know?
Whoa.
I don't really think.
Like mac and cheese.
Yeah, I went mac and cheese like 5 times today. More than 5 times.
Literally.
Like 40. You know,
it's a record.
1 second I'll be like, feet, rat, window, building. Wow. I like feathers, you know?
Rats.
Rat, building, feather, perfume, door.
I'm a rat
door.
In a building, in a feather fire.
Feather fire? That's actually a cool name.
I know.
You know, I thought of a book name. It was like Tigers and Tea. That's a cool name. I was like, wow.
Tea.
Ew, stop.
Tea.
Tigers and Tea.
Tigers and Tea.
I just thought it was going to be like an artistic book, you know, like someone who does art. I don't know. I felt like that. I was like, Tigers and Tea. They draw tigers and they die or something.
Wow.
I don't know. He dies doing a tiger. Someone gave us a call.
Oh, crap. Oopsie.
I need to put my ringer on.
Yeah, God.
I'll call you back. Yeah. Wait, they left us a voicemail. Here we go.
Okay.
Who's calling in, though?
It could have been my friend.
That is your friend. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Frick,
call her back. Oh, so let me just explain. So, basically, these are, like, call-ins that we can do.
Cool.
Where?
Here we go.
Yeah, I think we're calling her right now. Cool. So. Putting on NSP.
Ooh, suspense.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Ew, you sound gross.
I was calling into your podcast.
Yeah, you're in it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
I'm yay.
Yay. Woohoo. So, how are you?
I'm good.
Cool.
Delightful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Rad.
Okay, so this is me. Hi, I'm the girl that, yeah.
That's a great description.
I know. And then my friend Ari is here, too.
Hello.
We're doing the podcast.
There is known as Blue.
Cool. Okay, cool. So.
Yeah. So, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Cool. Okay, I'll ask you a question. If you were on an island and all the sand was cocaine, what would you do?
If I was on an island.
Yes.
I mean, get high.
Yes.
That's like the only option, right?
Well, I mean, would you eat? Could you eat cocaine? No,
I think that would get you sick.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, that's all is on the island. It's like cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, you could. No, wait, what you if can't you, like, swim on cocaine.
If you like took like coconut water, made like a cocaine smoothie. Or, like, coconut water.
What?
And, like, bananas and cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that would be...
I give up on you.
Living.
Oh. You sound like a, like, Forever 21 slogan. Living. Ew. Cocaine Island.
Oh, my God, yes. That needs to be a place.
Cocaine Island. Oh, yes. My God.
Awesome.
That's our, like, drug thing.
Yeah.
Cocaine Island.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Get in on this cocaine on the island.
Idiot.
Island cocaine.
You're dumb.
I'm not dumb. I'm just brain dead.
Mm. Me too.
Huh. That worked. Yeah. It was another question. One more, because I'm bored.
Okay.
If you were in an island... No, Jagan. Okay.
Shut up.
Okay. If you lived in Bill Cosby's body, what would you do? You are Bill Cosby.
Questioning him.
And the answer is not be a rapist.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I would not do that.
That's good.
Good decision.
Yeah, that's really good. I don't really know what I'm
That's good too.
Great answer.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what would you do?
I would be Bill Cosby.
But I mean, what would you do?
Be Bill Cosby.
You would do the
be. I would be Bill Cosby in a podcast.
Whoa.
Wow.
Do a Bill Cosby impression.
I can't.
You just denied me. How dare you?
I'll try it. Okay. Okay, you know what? I give up. I already imagined it, and I was like, no.
Not gonna happen.
Like, it's not working.
Yeah, like, me.
That's true.
Yeah.
Immune system. Wait, why? Whoa. I don't know. I thought of immune system.
Another question.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. That was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for Cocaine Island with us.
Thanks for visiting our island.
Thank you. Thank you for joining.
Yeah. Boop.
There we go. That was me being awkward about cocaine.
Yeah, so expect maybe, well, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe more call-ins from this episode. But definitely later on in, like, future podcasts and stuff, we'll have a bunch more and stuff. So, yeah, that was cool.
Cocaine Island.
Yeah. I hope that the sound from, like, the phone worked good and, like, transferred
to it. It might have been good. Who knows?
Might have. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really... Oh, my God. I hate myself for being like, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that was dumb.
How do I... What you does Bill Cosby her. Sound like? What does he sound like? Bill Cosby. Cosby. Cosby.
Me too.
Wait, hold on.
But, like... Bill Cosby drugged me. That's this cool. is my story. Me too.
Wait, really? Cocaine Island.
Oh my God.
Bro.
Yes, actually though.
Oh my God, like, hold on.
The creator.
Wait, this is Bill Cosby.
Okay. She said to me.
No.
Stop it, Ari.
I give up.
You can't sound
like that. I already sound like that.
Oh my God. Yeah, Ari is Bill Cosby. She's the creator of Cocaine Island.
I've done it all, kids.
Ew.
I've created God.
Me too.
It's a mood. No, I hate that word. It's a... No, I was just making sure we don't have any more calls.
Okay, cool. So, that call was cool. Tell me, I mean, just give us feedback and stuff on, like, the call. And see, like, tell us if, like, you liked it or stuff. I guess.
Or stuff.
I guess.
Or stuff.
Okay. Okay, so we still have, like, literally, like, half an hour left to do the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Do you
want to,
like... I know. Do you want to play, like, Would You Rather or something? Or, okay. I mean, like... Yeah, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, like, want to look, like, up some questions on your phone.
Oh, I'm stupid. My bad.
No, you're good.
Okay, would you...
Or, I mean, like, question. I don't know. Like, answering questions.
Would you rather... Because I can't spell...
You spelled that right.
I did?
Yes.
Yes. Stupid. Yeah. Would you rather... Okay, thanks, bye. Would you rather lose all your money and valuables or all of the pictures you've ever taken?
Oh my God, I'm ugly.
I would get rid of my pictures.
Pictures, probably. I still have, like, the memories and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what counts,
brain
really.
Camera.
I thought you were going to say, like, cancer or something. Like, brain cancer.
Brain cancer. Okay. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes in your own future or 10 minutes into a future of anyone but yourself?
And anyone else.
Yeah, I would think that. I don't really care about my future.
In 10 minutes, we're both going to be here on the podcast. So, like...
No, I mean, like, a different person.
Yeah, a different person.
Not around us.
A different person, yeah, that would be awesome. I'm saying, like, in my
future. Like, Bill Cosby.
Whoa.
Yeah. Maybe he's watching us.
Ew.
Oh, Dr. Phil said he was in my walls. I remember.
Wait,
I got
what?
Did I show you the text?
What the heck?
Okay, so I got a text from a random dude, and it was, I almost said Bill Cosby. It was, Ned Flanders.
Allegedly Dr. Phil?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say alleged sex offender.
Here. Me
it
too.
It was Dr. Phil, supposedly. No, wait. It wasn't. I lied. But it's what? Somewhere. Hold on. I'll find it. Where are you at, bro?
Five. Oh, my God.
Kaylee. No, I don't know.
Wait, so, like, did he just, like, introduce
where
himself
is he,
as
what the hell?
Dr. Phil?
Yeah, he was like, it's Dr. Phil. Hey there. How are ya? How are ya? And then he went, I'm in your walls. I'm not even joking. I swear on my life.
That's, like, at first I thought that was kind of, like, funny, but that's kind of creepy.
That is kind of creepy. I agree. And I actually freaked out. Don't look at my walls.
Okay.
No, but he kept saying things like,
oh God, I'm like paranoid now.
It was like a random doctor.
Like, why did he, like, repeat himself?
No, but the thing is, it was kind of,
hi there.
Yeah. It was kind of creepy because he said he was at my window and I was about to scream.
Uh-huh.
It might have been just like a, you know, 2-year-old, but it's kind of creepy.
Like, did you ever text him back?
Yeah, I went like, stop it. No, I thought it was you.
What?
Because I didn't have a name for your number. So I was like, Olive, Danny, is that you?
And he was like, how are ya? How are ya? I'm Dr. Phil. And I was like, okay.
Like, cool. It's creepy how you, this is just, like, messed up, you know? It's, like, unexplained things like this, you know, like, repeating himself. Like,
yeah, repeating himself freaked me out. And, it's like, creepy. I'm in your walls. Now, I always, like, refer back to that because I always think he's in, he's in my walls. No, I just, like, I think of that.
Creeped me out, actually.
I know, that creeped me out. It's because, like, it creeps me out more since we're looking at, like, child molesters and stuff. And yeah. What if Dr. Phil's... No, I don't mean Dr. Maybe. Phil, but, like, Dr. Phil.
Like, the person that...
Yeah, the person that, like, chatted us up about that. Well, chatted me up. Oh. And I would have thought, you know, that's a dude outside my house. Maybe it could have been my neighbor, you know?
Ew.
I don't know. It's creepy.
I mean, I guess so.
But I don't know. Of course he's not my neighbor, but...
When you looked outside, was there, like, anyone?
No. It was empty street. Yeah. But, like, I have different windows in my house. And... Mm. There's different windows in my house. Anyways.
You just repeated yourself, you idiot.
Oh, I did.
There are different windows in my house. And idiot.
I have three windows in my room. And then in different rooms, I have, like, other... they have other room...
Well, that's rooms, kind of obvious.
Windows. Yeah, of course. But, I mean, it's kind of creepy to think about. Oh, my God, I thought someone was at the door. Did you hear that?
It's like, Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
He's watching Dr. Phil. Oh, wait. Yeah, I need my ringer on for the call-ins.
Yeah.
So, I thought... Oh, wait. We get more call-ins from, like, Anchor. Yeah, we do. Because, like, people watch it, and then call in.
Uh-huh.
And I could put the call-in number and, like, the...
But this doesn't broadcast live, you know.
No, I know that. No, I mean, when we put it on Anchor.
Yeah, I know.
And we're talking about this in the podcast.
Yeah.
Funny.
I know.
Funny meme.
But, like, I feel like we should kind of, like, get on a lighter subject, you know?
Yeah, what? I agree.
Another question, maybe. Would you rather?
Okay, yeah. Because we stopped. Why did we stop? Wait.
We were talking about, would you rather...
Oh, that was 10 minutes, and then I talked about C into Dr. Phil or something. C, oh, my God.
Ew.
I didn't... Okay. Would you rather go to jail for 4 years? Oh, my God, no. I don't want to talk about that because now I think of child molesters. Would you rather accidentally be responsible for a death of a child?
Stop it.
Why? Oh, my God. Wait, I want to read this one. Death of a child or accidentally be responsible for the death of three adults?
I mean, like, the adult age range can, like...
That's hard.
Differ. Like, if it's, like, an old person that's, like, about to die, no, I guess,
like,
adult...
I think they mean murders.
I know. They do.
Do they?
They do. But
really? Well, no, I mean, like, oh, my God. I would never want to be responsible for the death of a child, because even the person I am being like, haha, I stabbed you with a potato. I mean, whoa. I would be pretty concerned. I'd be like, no, that's not good.
Yeah. I would never want to be, like, responsible for her general.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, literally.
But I mean.
Any sane person ever.
Yeah, but of course, on a different subject, like, with a child, it would hurt me for, like, ever.
Yeah.
And I would always think of that child, and I would be like, no, that's the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
But, you know, do you have an opinion on this? What do you think is the worst part of Myrtle?
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. No, a murder. The planning of it or the ending?
I feel like actually just taking, like, action, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I think about it. I don't think doing the murder is it, because, like, the fact that you have a thought of planning a murder to someone is horrible, you know?
I think also just having...
It's kind of like that scene in Macbeth, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know? How, you know, Macbeth planned the murder on Duncan. And
no, it's what his wife did.
Oh, yeah, his wife did. And then he was, like didn't want
to
do it.
I'm not sure if either his wife convinced him to be jealous, or if he actually just did it out of pure love and compassion for his wife.
I think it was, like, because he loved her.
True evil intent.
Oh, I mean, he truly loved her.
Yeah, I think
so. But, like, I know Lady Macbeth. I always said that she was, like, very sour to him.
She only searched for power. She didn't.
Yeah, she was, like, she was never, like, thank you. You know, she was, like, okay, wipe, like, that dirty blood, like, off your hands.
Yeah, she, like, know? She called him, like, you're a coward, like, you'll never be good enough, things like that, you know, without thinking twice.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it's sad to see, because even in Macbeth, which is a false story of, you know, Duncan Macbeth, Lady Macbeth, it still shows the cruelty of a relationship going to murder. Exactly. You know? Of course, I've never experienced that. I've never been in a murder. But I mean,
you're gonna say in love. I was gonna be like,
that's true. Okay, but like, I almost said someone. Okay. But you know, just seeing what, I forgot what I was gonna say. What people go through to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it kind of shows what Shakespeare thought of, like how he was having the hallucinations, like Macbeth was having hallucinations about the murder. Like he was seeing a knife and he was like,
yeah, yeah.
And it kind of shows the like what you're doing, you know? Do you wanna do this? Yeah. And anyways, if he didn't go through with it, he would still have live, like, he would live life with the regret of doing it. Like, almost like doing it.
Since he was having those visions before he even committed the murder, I feel like it was not out of true evil intention. It was because he had that love for his wife, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wanted to show that
he I guess you're right. He wouldn't really
prove himself to his wife.
What? What do you think about the murder? Like, would he? Or would it just be, like, out of his wife's, you know?
I think he loved his wife. I don't think he was...
Yeah, I don't think he was, like...
He had evil intentions.
Because, like, if he was actually going for it for, like, power, I think he would have regretted it if he had, like, the heart for it.
He wanted the power for his wife. He wanted his wife to, like,
I mean, power. He would have a bit of regret because Duncan was his friend. But, I mean, he was going to do it out of love.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Lady Macbeth would have gone through with it anyways. Like, she might have done it alone.
I mean, she did say that it reminded her, Duncan reminded her of her father.
Yeah.
So that she didn't, didn't do it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I guess she did have some human nature to her.
Yeah.
Kind of proves how we're all human and we do have limits, I guess. But
like,
we're
the start of the podcast.
We're all capable of doing evil things. It's just our humanity, I guess, that
it's just
limits
us human.
From... committing those evil.
Yeah.
Committing,
but some people actually go through that. You know, they go through the
they don't have the mental capacity or humanity in them.
Yeah. They actually go through the thing and they're like, yeah.
Yep.
And some go along with their day and just walk along people.
Yeah.
They walk among, like, among humanity like a normal person, you know? It's just another yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. It's creepy.
That's a nice quote. Yeah. I'm saving that.
It's just another yesterday.
Yeah.
That is a good quote.
It's like, it kind of shows how you're hiding something.
Yeah. But I mean, this is kind of a rhetorical question that I'm going to answer. Like, what is humanity, you know? Like, we say it's like the capability of like doing all these like good beneficial things and things. But things and things. Things. But you know, when you look back at humanity... you see all the terrible things that we've done. Well, we may have done more good things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bad things. That
there's a lot of bad things, yeah.
Loads of bad things. Like, just...
like, there isn't an even amount. It's not gonna be like, oh yeah, the good stuff overlays the bad, or the bad stuff overlays the good. Because I think there's an equal amount of both. Not even equal, you know? It's like pushing against each other. There's like two sides of the story and stuff.
So... basically, both of those elements do create humanity. So, I mean, how would you describe it, humanity, I guess?
I mean, for me, I look at humanity as a place that we were put into, like a board game. We were kind of forced into it, not to be humanitized, not to be civil, but I mean to be in this world.
Exactly.
So, we're forced to create something out of it that we might not want to create.
That's actually really good if you think about it. We're forced to make certain decisions, whether good or bad.
Yeah.
And
it kind of helps us understand life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it kind of it helps us understand who we are and who we are becoming by the minute.
Yeah, and not just who individually, but reflects on the whole of humanity, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back to the first subject, like pride, it even overlays on that because, you know, you make the choice of being, you know, anything.
I think.
And, you know, it's not bad. And it's, like, I wouldn't even say it's, like, no, what was I going to say?
It's human. It's good. What we're doing.
Yeah. I think choosing what you want to be is good. Unless it's, like, something unhumanitized, you know? But, I mean, maybe for some people it may be good. And maybe for me it might be bad.
Yeah.
You know? I don't take any opinion into, like, LGBTQ. Like, I think it's good what you're being and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone deserves a chance to be who they want to be.
Exactly.
You can't control someone. Well, sometimes. No, actually, you can't control someone. Like, they have the full capability.
They have human rights.
Yeah, exactly. They have human rights. They have their own brain. And they have their own decisions.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and, like, you can't, like, people are like, yeah, you can always change, flip that leaf. You can't change. You make the decision, it's done.
If you're being true to yourself, then you deserve to be.
Even if you make that decision, it's done, but it's not only that, it's the thought of the decision. That's done, too. You thought of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some people have that guilt and concern that they thought that way. You know, they won't get
they
rid of that.
They should not be guilty for, like,
I agree, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because it's not their fault, we think too much. I think humans are just...
You know? I think we shouldn't doubt ourselves at so much, you know?
Yeah.
I think we doubt each other and every... Not each other, but also ourselves. We doubt everyone on, like, everything, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, am I doing the right thing? Oh, like...
Like, I'm very like that. I'm
we care too much. You know? Yeah, same. Yeah.
I'm a not only nervous person, but, like...
Care about other people.
Like, yeah, I care a lot. Oh, my God. And then there's that, no, Jay. But, I
Thanks
mean...
Worded.
Yeah. Ew. Okay, no, Jay. But I, you know, people describe me as being clumsy and loopy and stuff. And I mean, I appreciate that. Like, I love that. That's amazing. But I mean, then there's those times where I'm actually, like, you know, not, I was going to say digestful. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Okay,
excuse
hold on.
Me?
No, I mean... You where take I'm in nervous and I take in too much and I
you
don't have confidence in myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, people describe me as being, like, very unconfident because
I feel
I
like,
am.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've gotten past that and I've tried to roll in mulch a couple of times and it kind of helps me realize.
Wait, literally or, like?
I've literally rolled
in
mulch.
Oh, wow.
Like, when I was younger, I used to go to the, like,
the mulch people, man.
The mulch place, if that's
what
it's
called.
The mulch place. You know, like, the... Whatever. I don't even know what it's called. Okay. But I used to go there, and I would roll in the mulch. I would roll in the mulch in front of teachers just to get confidence back, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, look at me.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing things, you know?
Okay.
I'm smart in school, but I'm smart outside, too.
By rolling in mulch?
You mean no, not like that.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like... Look at me go. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll in the mulch when I want to and where I want to.
Exactly,
Unless
yeah.
there's no mulch, then I can't.
Well,
but
you find some mulch.
I'll find some. I'll buy it. And then I'll roll in it.
Exactly.
And
roll
I'll do
mulch.
What I do. And I'll bring my teacher and I'll be like, watch me roll in the mulch at the Empire State Building.
Whoa, that's a mood.
You know?
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. roll in the mulch.
Yeah.
That's a lesson. Roll in the mulch. Because that's fun.
Yeah, I feel like... If you have to roll in the mulch to gain confidence, then you roll in the mulch. Because we all deserve to be
confident
in ourselves.
Yeah.
Because you can't really expect anyone else to, like... I mean, you should... Yeah, other people are going to love you. But you should love yourself first so you know what you deserve, you know?
You know, the world is a parade. And parade it well, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're
make
flinging...
Make the show big.
Yeah, unless you're flinging guts around or something.
Yeah,
but don't parade that.
Make it memorable. Most... Goodly, I guess,
goodly?
In a good way, you know?
Yeah.
Most preferably in a good way.
This may sound, I don't know if this sounds selfish, I don't know, but make someone remember you, you know?
Make someone remember you?
Yeah.
Preferably in a good way.
And
you know, don't
yeah.
yeah. Don't ground killing.
Don't be like, you're pissed, you know? Don't go around
don't
and...
Don't be pessimistic all the time,
yeah.
you know? Try to brighten yourself, your own day, and then other people's day,
That's
you know?
That's why I run around and scream.
Yeah, try to be happy. You know,
yeah.
try to make yourself happy because you deserve it, you know?
That was nice.
You do. You guys deserve to be happy. Everyone does, you know?
Yeah. It's like, a day is not a day without a smile.
A day is not a day without a day.
A day is not a day without a smile.
Yeah.
Like, imagine someone in the world smiling while you're not. And, you know, people are always like, you know, lift your face, smile a bit.
Get a facelift.
No, you know,
kidding, no.
Make a smile, you know,
make
you can't let
smile.
Someone force you smile, you know, but at least try, you know, not try, you don't have to.
You don't
I mean,
have to if you don't want to.
Later in the day, just smile.
Try to enjoy yourself.
Unless your mom died, then I understand.
Oh, God. But try to enjoy yourself.
Also, I don't, like, if someone's mom died today, I'm really, truly sorry.
Oh, Ari.
What? I had to say I'm sorry. I can be like, yeah, unless your mom died, and then we go on, like, along for, like, the rest of the minutes.
I know, God.
And people go in, and they're like, why?
Why you do this?
Why did you?
How dare.
Like, I respect Jack for, Jake. Oh, my God.
Jake.
I respect Jack for,
Jake! It's a Jake.
I respect Jake for looking like a rat.
How?
Because, you know, he takes pride.
Oh, how do you know? How do you know he's like self-conscious and stuff?
He has small eyes.
How do you know he doesn't go home crying every day, Ari? He might be crying like right after.
Because he went like this in a picture. You couldn't see it, but I put two hands on my face.
Yeah. Like he like did like a peace sign. I feel like. Yeah, he could be, like, confident in himself on the outside. Maybe, like, as much as he's showing, he could
be confident. You know what, Jake, if you're watching this, Jake, any Jake in this world.
Any Jake out there.
Any person.
Any person. Anything.
Plant. If you're a plant, respect yourself.
If you're a person, respect yourself.
No, plant.
If your name is Jake, respect yourself.
But you're a plant, right? If you're a plant, take pride. Plant pride.
Yes!
PP. I'm saving that.
PP.
PP pride?
Yeah, get it? Like PP, plant pride.
I hate that.
PP.
PP pride. Well, no, I'm going to write down plant pride. I'm going to make that a shirt.
If you're anyone, just take pride. Because you deserve to be proud of yourself. And if you're not, then other people... I'm proud
because
of you guys.
Because, guess what it is? Just another yesterday.
Ooh. But I mean, if you won't be proud of yourself, then I will. Okay? I'm proud of all of you.
Or will
for
you?
For being alive. You've made it so far.
Yeah.
Good job.
And you're watching our podcast. We deeply appreciate that.
We deeply
do that. Makes
appreciate
noises.
That. I make...
And then I insult someone.
How dare you?
You know, don't... someone in a mean way.
You know?
I mean, you can.
No.
No, like, if it's jokingly.
Yeah, and don't take insults personally, I guess, you know?
Take like, it as in, yeah, he insulted me. She.
Like, you know? I mean, it doesn't really, it's not, that doesn't make it true that someone said it, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't think too hard on what other people say
about
you.
If you do have a poo stain on your backpack, then you do. Like, you know, that's not an insult because it's a fact. So, like, just take pride in the poo stain.
Like, you know that SpongeBob episode where, like, he's like, I'm ugly and I'm proud. I'm ugly and I'm proud. You remember that? Yeah.
I remember that.
I'm ugly and I'm proud.
I'm ugly and I'm proud.
I mean, none of you guys are ugly. No one's ugly. Shut up. All of you have unique features that make you beautiful.
Jake's eyes.
All of you guys have unique features that make you beautiful, not ugly.
Y'all are all Uniquas.
I'm Uniqua from the Backyardigans. You're welcome.
It looks like a dildo on my ceiling.
Shut up.
I can't say that. Whatever.
Yeah, you jerk.
It's too late.
Goodbye.
It looks...
Stop it.
It does.
I'm not looking at it.
Okay, Dr. Phil's in my ceiling anyway.
Stop it. How dare you?
Bringing it back, bro. Bro,
no, 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 I'm scared. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Paranoia.
It's just another yesterday. Take pride. But,
be proud.
Yeah, be proud of yourself.
That's
guys.
The lesson of this video.
Yeah.
You know,
I should have like a lesson
video.
Every video.
Yeah.
Every podcast, I guess.
You know, that would be like a little lesson thing.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I meant podcast, not video.
Oh, guys. Okay, so if you guys like overanalyzing things too, we'll leave like all the like clue, like messages and stuff in every video for you to analyze it with your smart brains of yours, and just
how
trying to find a message
though?
And apply it to your life, I guess.
Oh,
like we did in this video.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, if they have a comment thing in Anchor, which I'm not sure they do, just tell us the message.
Tell us how you interpret it. You know. So, yeah, just give us your feedback.
It didn't capture, like,
tell
it
us,
didn't capture a bit of that.
Okay, I'll repeat myself. Just tell us how you interpreted that podcast, I guess, you know?
Yeah, because it's your own thing.
Yeah, people can interpret it differently, and all of your opinions matter and are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, this is a lesson because, you know, I don't mean to be like, but like Olive, she talks about, you know, deeper meaning. Well, I talk about feet. And I take pride in feet, and she takes pride in her deep meanings.
Good job Which for is taking a good thing. Pride in. Yeah. Pride is awesome. You should always be proud of yourself. You should be proud of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Be a pride plant today.
Woo. I take pride to that.
I take pride to that. Have you seen that, like, video that's like, make some noise for this plant?
I don't want to. I have not.
Never. He like lifts the plant and he's like, look at this plant, make some noise for this plant.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've heard that. I literally watched that like yesterday.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, did we God. Watch that?
Yeah, we watched it together. To make some noise, you know, make some noise for that plant.
Yeah, plant pride.
Plant pride. Oh my God, that's the best lesson, plant pride.
Yes. Seriously though, you guys are awesome, and
we talked about pride too much, but it's a good thing. Yeah, I think we're cool.
You guys are proud.
You guys
Whether
are
you
cool.
like it or not, you're proud of yourself now.
We're on the 55-minute mark, which is not enough. We gotta go to an hour, because you guys are cool.
We like talking to you guys, yeah, you know? Fun. Tell us if you like listening to us talk about literally whatever. If you don't, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Leave, no, I'm joking.
No, no, you guys are awesome.
Pride for leaving.
Ew, stop. Don't pride for that. Be proud. Be proud for listening for like an hour to our podcast.
An hour? That's a long podcast. No, podcasts are like 2 hours sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't even. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean. Oh yeah. So like.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that at the end of it.
I know. No, never.
Too bad.
I know.
You know, what else? Took pride in that burp. See? Look, find pride in everything.
Yeah.
Burps, I almost said sacks, you can do that too.
Yeah, just try to find pride in everything that you do, you know?
Unless it's flinging someone's guts.
Like, you know, if you, like, maybe, you like, at the beginning of the year, you got, like, B's on a test, and now you get, like low B's, now you get high B's. Be proud of the accomplishments.
Or even if you get low B's now, suck it, grades.
Still be proud of yourself for like keeping up that great score, you know?
Yeah, because that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
You know what? And if you have 64s right now in all your classes,
be proud.
There's always a chance. It's not a permanent.
And it's not the most important thing in the world, you know?
Yeah.
There are other things.
There's like podcasts.
Yes.
Self-advertising. No, but like, you know. I agree with that. I agree with that so much.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I mean, of course. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, the message I take from this is not yesterday. It's just another yesterday.
Just be proud.
Just, yeah, I'd say pride.
Yeah.
Just pride and pride.
Yeah.
Pride and proud. Pride and poo.
Pride, pee-pee.
Pee-pee,
pride. Pepe, cafe. Kafifi.
Kafefe pride.
How do you say it? Like, kafifi.
I say kafefe.
Like, when I, like, just say it randomly, kafifi. I say, like, kafefe. Donald Trump says, like, kafifi. Like,
he says kafifi.
Yeah, kafifi. I don't, I like kafifi. Like, kafefe. He says kafefe.
Yeah, he says kafefe.
I say kafefe.
Why would you say kafefe? It sounds so exotic.
Kafefe.
Kafefe.
Yeah.
It's like a Brazilian thing. Kafefe.
I don't understand, though. Like, it doesn't even have a meaning.
Kafefi. Why do you put kafefi?
Kafefi means, like, you know where it came, like, the Laurel and Yanny debate. He was like, I hear kafefi. I was stupid. Like, wait, what? How?
I hear pride. Ha!
I hear pride. I don't hear Yanny or Laurel or kafefi.
I hear
pride.
I hear your mom. Ha! Huh? No, I hear... What do you hear? Do you hear Yanny or Laurel?
I actually heard both. When I, like, first listened...
I heard both, yeah. I heard, like, a mix. I heard more Laurel, though.
I heard more Yanny, actually.
Really?
Like, I kind of, like, had to, like, try to listen for
Wait,
Laurel.
You know that means, like, if you hear Yanny, you have, like, younger ears?
Yeah, I know.
I think so,
It's supposed to be Laurel. It was found, like, on, like, a dictionary website for, like, the word Laurel.
Laurel.
Oh. It's like the lower frequency is
Laurel. I spelled
Laurel,
wrong once.
Yeah, you said like L O O R E L.
I didn't mean it.
It's like L A U.
No, it's L A U R E L.
Good job.
Is that it?
You're spelling better.
Oh, yes.
Spell Yanny. I just want to
B O X. Box.
Good job.
I'm good at this. See, like, I'm learning my alphabet. You can do that too.
Yeah. Just it's a great
skill. Alphabet.
Be proud of yourself.
Be proud of your alphabet.
Be proud of the letter. Be proud that you know how to speak. And be
proud
that
you know. Yeah, I'm like me. Don't be me, please.
Be proud that you know how to listen to this podcast.
Be proud. Oh, 1 hour.
Yeah, we just passed the 1 hour mark.
Woo-hoo. And that means we're proud of that.
We're proud. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening. That was really fun.
Yeah, so like,
this is our first. Oh my god, that sounds horrible. Yeah,
this is our first podcast, and it's awesome that we made it to 1 hour. And thank you guys so much for listening this long. If you did, you know.
If you left, we're cool with that.
Yeah, but I mean.
Well, they wouldn't be here. Okay.
I know.
Too bad.
Yeah, but make sure to like tune in next Saturday, same place,
not or even same time. We might do it like full weekend sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
We could do that like Saturday. Wait, I mean, I forgot the week. Oh my god.
It's Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday. Friday.
He said Friday.
Wait, that's not, oh my idiot. God. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Happy
Pride Month.
I was gonna say happy Saturday.
Yeah, happy Saturday and happy Pride Month and have a good life and be proud.
Bye-bye.